Eris. Emesh, yesterday, bitaltem tomet shobein abayim. Yesterday, you were in the middle of Mechama, but you did not bring the tomet shobein abayim. You did not bring in the afternoon the tomet. The yachshav today, or at night time, bitaltem talmud Torah. Tonight, you did not learn Torah. Hear what went on here. Yeshua is having the war. So true, during daytime, when you're having war, you're seeing blood, you can't learn. But it comes at night time, you have a few hours to rest, he had a time, how come you didn't learn Torah now at night? So Yeshua said to him, Alezami and Bosa, listen, which one of these two chets are worse? Which one are you coming to give it to me for? Omalai, so the Malach said, Atavos, I'm coming right now. Now it's night time, the time upon you is, how come now at night, you're not sitting and learning Torah? Here all the Balmus talk about what Asmada means. Imagine, a guy in Amish fought by daytime, saw blood and guns and this and this. It comes nighttime, there's a taina why he's not learning Torah, even that night there's a taina. And we'll soon see, what wasn't he doing? He wasn't learning the Iyun. He was learning Torah, just he wasn't learning so deep. Why? The Pasuk says, Miyad, right away the Pasuk says, Vayolen Yeshua Balailahu B'toych Hemek. Yeshua went to sleep, B'toych Hemek, Pasha means in the valley, and we darshin, the Yomer of Yechanon, Melamed, comes to teach us, Shelon B'umkoi Shel Halacha. He went to sleep now in the oimik and the deep of learning. So Bala Musa's Madaik Mashmi was learning before also. Because he wasn't learning the way Yeshua should. Yeshua should be learning real Deen. And he wasn't doing that. So here was a taina. That's the chet. So he right away, he was makab upon himself. Okay, I'll start to learn right now Deen. Right. Oh, Mashmo Bar Unya Mishmei Derav. Godol Talmud Torah Yosem Akrovas Tamidim. That learning Torah is greater than Akrovas Tamidim. Even bringing the Tamidim. So see, what learning Torah is greater than bringing carbon to tamid. Shenemar, here it says atabasi that Yeshua did two chatoyim. Yeshua did a chet that yesterday he didn't bring the tamid, and tonight he didn't learn Torah. And the Malach says that you did not bring the tamid. Okay, but you're not learning Torah. That's worse. That's the chet I'm coming for. Coming to kill you now. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said of Rav Dimi, Hai Kro b'Marova b'Mai Mukmisu Lei. How does an Eretz Yisrael, the Marav, how do they learn Pshat this Pasuk in Mishlei? Now the Pasuk says, Al Teitzei Lariv Maher. Do not go out to have an argument fast. Ten Ma Tasa Biachrisa. What will happen at the end of the argument? Biachliya Moischa Reyacha. That your friend will just embarrass you. Rivcha Rives Reyacha. And even if you have an argument with your friend, but V'soid Acher Al Tego. Do not uncover the secrets. Even if you have an argument with him, don't tell him other information that doesn't pertain to this machlokes. Who is this going on? That b'shoa shomalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Leich em olehem li Yisrael. Go tell Klai Yisrael, Avicho ha'emayri, your father is from Emayri, v'imcho chitis, and your mother is from chitis. As if to say, you're not keeping the Torah. Rashi says, Avicho ha'emayri, terach, v'yavoysev mi'kanan bo, and your father came from Canaan. Yeah, the same thing your mother's from Chitis. Omro, Ruach, Piskunyos. So this Ruach Piskunyos, Rashi says is Gavriel. Malach Gavriel came to argue. Piskunyos, some say, is an argument. He's the eternity for Klai Yisrael. He came to argue against Hashem. He came, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch, in front of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Yavoyu Avram V'Sara V'Yamud L'Fanecha. Let's say Avram and Sara will come in front of you. Atayim Olehem, Omachliya Maisam. Will you also say this, that his father was Terach, his father came from Amori, and his mother came from Chitis, to embarrass them? Will you also do that? Like Rivcha Rivas Riecha, the Sardachar, yeah, so that's the first pasuk. Like Al Tamahir, do not have an argument for it. Rashi says, Al Tamachalam Oysam, Shatakur Oysam, and Amori V'Chitis. So it's not nice to do this against Klal Yisrael. Now the second part of the pasuk, Rivcha Riv Es Riecha, the Sardachar Al Togel, that you could have an argument, but do not uncover other secrets. This was Gavriel's argument to Hashem. Do you have permission like this to uncover the secrets? Like, what do you have to say this for? About Klai Yisrael, that their ancestors were Terach and Amori. So Mar says, in yes, the Yom Reb Yosef of Chanina, Sholosh Shemois Yechloi. Period. Now the Mar's question, no. Omiislei Rishus Kulihai. Does this Malach Gavriel, does he have such permission to talk such strongly against Hashem? Here he came, Mamish taught you against Hashem. How could you say these things? Does he have a right to talk this way? So Mor says, in yes, the Yomer of Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Sholosh Shemesh Yeshloi. This Malach Gavriel has three names to him, according to Rashi. Piskun, Itmun, and Sigrun. These are the three names he has. Piskun means Shepoisek Dvorim Kapi Malach. Yes, he has a right to talk strong against Hashem, to put arguments for Klal Yisrael. Itmud means she'oitim abenesheim shei Yisrael. He closes up, covers up all the chatoyim, the sins of Klal Yisrael in front of Hashem. And tigron means kivon she'soiger. Once he keeps quiet, once he finishes his statement, heshuv enefasech. Nobody else opens up anymore. He's such a good attorney, he's such a good lawyer, that when he says his statement, that's it. He keeps them all quiet. Now the post goes in Niyuv, Hayaruch Shuacha Loivitzor. What does this mean? Rashi says, Kacha Yoimim Chaberu Liyuv, Kulum Hikadamta Shuacha Loivitzor Ad Loivohat Soro, and the Yisoy Sekein, Hoyako Mamsim Eskechacho. Like, who's coming to strengthen you? Omar Rebbe Loza, a person should always daven tefillah before the problems come about. If Avram Avinu did not, if it wasn't that he davened first before the tzara happened, then beisel or beinahai, that Avram Avinu first davened in this place between high. If it wasn't for Yeshua's, for Avram Avinu's tefillah, when Klal Yisrael later on in Yeshua's times fought against high, they would have been killed out completely. The reason why they're still alive is because of Avram's tefillah. She says they need to daven even before the problem comes about. Resh Lakish Shomar, Kol Ma'amitz Atzla B'Tefillu Ever, daven strong, he davens well, is Milmata here in this world, is Ein Loy Tzor Milmala. That will protect him, till he'll have no people against him in Shemayim. There'll be no categories against him in Shemayim. Prosecutors upstairs. A person should even daven for this. A person should always be mevakish rachmim, that everybody in Shemayim should only give him strength. He should have siyata. Rashi says she shayua malchi asharis, that the malchi asharis should also help him mevakish rachmim. The what? That he should have no prosecutors upstairs. It's a terrible thing to have a prosecutor there. The person should daven here also. He should not have any tzorim milamala. Now the Mishnah says, Minayim shekipol avidui. How do we know that Yeshua, after he said his vidui, he received the kapara? How do we know that Hashem forgave him? Tana Rabbanan went like this, Minayim shekipol avidui. How do we know that his vidui, Ochen's vidui, saved him? We had a kapara. Shinem HaPosek says, Vayayim lo Yeshua, Maya chartani yakecho Hashem ayayim azeh. That you are dirty like today. Sudashin, ayayim azeh ato okur. Today you are dirty, you have your chet in front of you. But we are to ochul elam abo. In elam abo, there you'll be nice and clean. There you will not have your chet. That's the proof that Hashem was mechaper, means forgave him, means washed him off, cleaned him. Well, see the pasuk says, "Uvnei zerach zimri v'eison v'heimon v'kilkal v'dardar kulam chamisha." All of them are five. Samara says, "My kulam chamisha." What do you mean five? Go count them. It says clearly, "Uvnei zerach zimri v'eison two v'heimon three v'kilkal v'dardar." It says five. So what do you mean kulam chamisha? Rather, means to say, Kulam Chamishain, the Elam Abo. All five of them will be Zaycha to Elam Abo. Ksiv, it says here, why? Because he did Tshuva, even though, they did Tshuva. Ksiv, it says Zimri, it says here Zimri, or Ksiv Ochen, and it says the word Ochen. Mashmi was the same person. Rav Shmuel, Chadama one says Ochen Shmoy. His name was Ochen. Volom Nikra Shmoy Zimri, why do they call him Zimri? Shaosa Maisa Zimri. Because he did a maestas of Zim, like he was Boyal, he also did a lot of chatoyim. Rashi says, Noyef, he was a Noyef, he lived with other ladies. Kadiyarmin Liel, Bua Naram Rosa, he lived with a Naram Rosa, therefore Ochen received the name like Zimri. The Chadam once says, no, Zimri Shemoy, really his name was Zimri. Volom Nikri Shemoy Ochen, why does the Pasuk sometimes call him Ochen? Sheikar Avinasayim Shay Yisrael. He blackened the Averis of Klaisol, means he caused Klaisol to be killed because of his Avera. Then it says, in many of their lists, if he does not know how to say vidui, so it's machlokes the Mishnah, if this person now, Reuben, is being killed, he says in himself, I know clearly that I did not do this chet. And the Tuadim that said that I killed somebody are really zenimim, just I can't prove it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the person has the right to say that my misa now should be a forgiveness for all the other chatoim I did, but not this chet. This chet I didn't do. They have a right to say it. The Chum said, no, you can't say that. Gemara says, "V'yinaku atzmon." What's wrong? What the Chum say? Rabbi Yehuda is right. Let the person clean himself. What do we care if he says he didn't do the chet? So Gemara says, "Yes, we're afraid." Kadesh lalahitzi laza bot edinim. We do not want to give a bad name upon Bezdin. Be al edim and upon the edim. Like we have a Bezdin saying you are chayiv me. So we have two edim saying you did kill. If you're going to tell us, no, you did not kill, you're like, being might to last, give a bad name to this Bezdin. That's what we're afraid about. Tan Rabbanim. Nice to be other mechaz mice with one person. She yotzel her. He went out to be killed. Omri said like this. Im yesh bi yovin zeh. If I do have this chet, means I really killed. Loitai misafti kapar l'chol avonaisai. Then my misa, my killing now, should not be a forgiveness for all of my avarice. But what he meant to say, remain bi yovin zeh, that really I do not have this chet. I did not kill. And the eidim that said I killed are really zememim. Then tahei misafti kapar l'chol avonaisai. Then my misa should be my forgiveness. Obezin sha obezin v'chol Yisrael menukim for yedim loytei lehem mechila. But he said, you should know the edim I'll never forgive. I'll never forgive these edim for what they did to me. Okay, shashamu chachamim bedavur nacham heard what happened here. Amru they said lehachziroi iyesh. Listen, to retract the psak din that we cannot do. Shekva nigzru gzera. We already made gzera to kill him. Eli yehorik. We have to kill him. And the blame should be totally in the neck of the Edim. That if they did something wrong, it's their fault. Tamar says, treat, of course. Kol kiminai. Like, what else could we do? Tamar says, le'tzricho de kahadri vu sadi. We're talking about the Chiddushes, even in the case that the Edim now themselves retracted. And they said, you should know, really, we said false Edis. Still, the Chiddush is, we do not retract the psak, we still kill him. For the more pshita, even if the Edom now retract, so what? There's a clause in the Torah that Kivan Shehigid Shuvein Chayzer Magid. Once Edus say the Edus and it's accepted in Bezdin, they have no right to retract the Edus. Even if they say what we said before is false, we do not believe them anymore. We're afraid they got. We're afraid now that they're lying. Now they became afraid somebody bribed them, but they can't retract the Edus. That's the Chiddush. Even though the Edom now give us a reason why first they said he was Chayiv Misa, and now they're changing their mind. So it's a good reason to believe them. A certain story like that. That's the Chiddush. Kamashman still know we do not retract the Psak. Once we have a Psak that is Chayiv Misa, we leave it that way. Now the Mishnah says, when there were four Amis away from the Beis Haskila, they would take off his clothing. If he was a man, they would take off his clothing. I will soon say both of them. As for Godav, now Ish, if he's a man, we would cover him in front. His erba, we would cover up. Not to embarrass him. The Yeisha, if it was a lady, we put a cloth in front and in back, not as tenius. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The drush was only upon a man. When a man receives skila, he's undressed. But v'yeinu isha niskalas aruma. They have to give stone the lady, she's still allowed to have her clothing on. By her, there's no din of aruma. Versus Tana Rabbanan. V'ish mechasin noisoi perik echem lefonav. A man, we put a little clothing in front of him. V'isha shnei prokim, two clothing. Beim lefonav, beim lachreel. If neisha kul erva. By a lady, both in front and in back, both is considered an erva. Tibur Rev Yehuda. V'chom maimim no. V'ish niskal orim. Only a man is stoned undressed. But v'yein ishin iskalas aruma, a lady is not stoned undressed. My tamadu, but what's that button to Rosh Hashanah? Quote, the pasuk says, uvagarmai oisai. So, oisai means him alone without any clothing. We only stone the person and not his clothing. Ma oisai, what does oisai mean? Ilayim oisai v'loy oisai, just him and not her. Look, see, the pasuk says clearly, v'yoisai says ishu, oyasai ishahi. It says clearly, we take out either a man or a lady to give skila. Elarazah, my oisai, only the man is stoned without any clothing. Him and not clothing. For Oisa, Mashenkin a lady, when she's stoned, she's still wearing her dress. That's the Rabbanu's drasha, that they hold an Isha is stoned only with the clothing. No, he doesn't make a chilul between Isha and Isha. Both of them are stoned without their clothing. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough mem heyam and aleph. We started the Gemara already. The Shaila is the machlokes when you give skila, is the man or the lady supposed to be orim without clothing or not?